To the edge of space. Throughout history, mankind has been fascinated with flying. From the myth of Icarus, who flew too close to the sun, to the invention of the most advanced fighter plane, man's fascination with flight has driven us to create bigger and better flying machines. In 1903, man's dream of flying like a bird came true with the Wright Flyer, the first machine to achieve controlled flight. Over 60 years later, in 1969, the Boeing 747 took to the skies. Manufactured in the world's largest factory building in Seattle, USA, its wide-body design was able to carry more passengers than any other aircraft, reducing the cost of airline travel. In 1976, Concorde was introduced. This was the first and only passenger plane to travel faster than the speed of sound. Space travel, too, has had its own amazing developments. In 1981, the Space Shuttle grabbed the world's attention when it became the first reusable spacecraft. Space travel has captured the imagination of thousands of youngsters. One such young person was Bert Rutan. At the 1957 launch of Sputnik 1, the first man-made object to orbit the Earth, Rutan was just 14 years old. He believed that government research into space travel would someday mean he too would be able to journey into space. By the mid-1990s, however, Rutan had realized that waiting for the government wasn't going to work. It was then that he resolved to build his own spaceship. If my dream was going to come true, of floating weightless in the black sky and being thrilled by the sight of Earth from outside our atmosphere, I'd have to get things started myself, said Rutan. Rutan was encouraged to build his own spaceship by the slow development of aeroplane design. 5 years after the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903, the aeroplane was still just a dangerous curiosity. Only a dozen or so people had tried flying in one. Yet by 1912, hundreds of pilots had flown aeroplanes of different designs that were developed through private enterprise. The bad designs crashed, the good ones flew. Soon, factories in France, England, and Germany were producing hundreds, then thousands of aeroplanes a year. Why did this happen? Bert Rutan believes the answer lies in two observations. That has to be fun, and maybe I can do that. Rutan's optimism finally paid off. In 2004, his specially designed spaceship, Spaceship One, successfully entered space and made it back to Earth twice in 2 weeks. Those were the requirements to win the $10 million Ansari X Prize, a prize designed to encourage the development of private space travel. Rutan's success got the world's attention, and various schemes to commercialize private space travel began to appear. In one such scheme, Sir Richard Branson has licensed the technology of Spaceship One for his company Virgin Galactic, which hopes to offer ordinary people the opportunity to visit space. Branson unveiled the follow-up craft, Spaceship Two, in December 2009. Virgin's first spaceships will have two pilots and six passengers aboard. Passengers, who will pay $200,000 for a ticket, will float weightless for 6 thrilling minutes as they gaze out at space through a large window. Of all the things we've done, Branson says, Virgin Galactic is the one I'm most excited about. Every time I look up in the sky at night, I think about how incredible the opportunity is. People have been waiting for this moment for thousands of years. Many people think that one day we will be visiting space as easily as we now visit foreign countries. Perhaps by then, we will also have created space holidays or galactic weekend breaks. One thing is for sure. Whatever happens in the future, man is going to continue trying to fly faster, higher, and further away than ever before.